And when he had said this, he breathed on them, said, receive the Holy Spirit. Now, that word breathe is interesting because we don't see that word very much in Scripture. But we do see the same word in Genesis. Then the Lord God formed the man out of the dust of the ground and blew into his nostrils the breath of life. And the man became a living being. Other translations, a living creature. My favorite translation, a living soul. The breath of life. Which begs the question, what exactly is life? What is life? Because it's obviously more than just my flesh and bones. What is life? Well, may I suggest that life is three things. It's triune, which is kind of interesting, a reflection of the Trinity, because I am body, which is my carriage that carries me through the world. I am my spirit, also known as my soul, which was breathed into me by my Father in heaven. And I am my mind, right? Because when you think about it, what are you if not the totality of what you're thinking about all the time? So I am mind, body, and soul. And we see this perfectly reflected when Jesus was asked, hey, what's the greatest commandment? What did he say? Love you, Lord, your God, with all your heart, which is your body, with all your spirit, which is your soul, and all your mind, which is all your thinking.